Today is Thursday, November 25th, 2021, and happy Thanksgiving. We are thankful on this show. I'm a very optimistic person. I can get pretty upset at times. But this Thanksgiving special of the podcast, I really want to focus in on why we should be thankful in a historic perspective, what it is that makes America such an incredible nation that we can look past our present troubles, as we always have, and be gracious and thankful and give gratitude to God for having us live here. This still the greatest experiment and the greatest nation ever known to mankind, a country that is built indeed on the principles set forth for all men to be created equal, for all men to have a chance at life, liberty, and happiness. That happiness, of course, was hard fought. The first Thanksgiving was a thanks for a bountiful harvest, but bounty only enjoyed amidst suffering and scarcity, a bounty that was enjoyed amidst starvation and death. The first pilgrims to arrive here on this continent had a really rough go. Many did not survive. Most did not survive. And it was very hard to cultivate the land. It was very hard to get any sustenance. Also, if you mix that with some pretty tough winter conditions, along with not great greetings by many of the native peoples here in the Americas, boy, you had a rough go for the pilgrims. When they finally did get a good harvest, they gave thanks. They called it Thanksgiving, and they celebrated the fact that they had survived their first year here in the New England, here in the New Americas. This was an enormous triumph. Imagine their struggle. Imagine the difficulty of those days. That thanks and that graciousness is what this holiday is all about. Gratitude is indeed a virtue. It is a very healthy thing to have gratitude, gratefulness for where you live, who you are. It actually makes a good country if you have a country full of people who are gracious, who are happy to be here. This is what America is all about. It's what America has always been all about. And it's why it's amazing. We are the only country that has an entire national holiday dedicated to gratitude. But there's a lot of patriots in this nation who may not be feeling very thankful this Thanksgiving. Polls show that there's a lot of skepticism and a lot of anger and a lot of bitterness right now. The majority of the country hating the direction that we are going, despising the regime, feeling cheated out of an election, and feeling as though their voices are not heard. This is truly important, actually. You cannot have a country when the majority does not feel like their voices are being heard. You cannot maintain a republic or a democracy with those types of numbers. It should startle all of us, and it should give people a pause, a moment to reflect on how we vote, who we're voting for, and being more active to save America, to save our communities. But, you know, it's always been a small group of patriots, a handful of patriots that have stood up and saved America. And America was started with just a handful of God-fearing people. It's all this country has ever needed. And so do not give up hope. Do not feel alone. Do not feel as though all is lost. It's all is never lost. As long as there are good-hearted and godly people in this country willing to fight back. There is something that no matter how hard they try, the corrupt ruling class can ever steal or cheat from us. It's our birthright. You are an American. You are blessed. You are part of the heritage of the greatest country the world has ever known. Instead of getting twisted over the politics of the day, I wanted to spend just this podcast stating this. America is a good country. It is a great country. You should be proud to live here. You should be thankful to live here. These are the reasons why we are thankful to be Americans. Thanksgiving is a uniquely American holiday. It celebrates giving thanks to God for our survival. And we should thank God. The survival of this nation was never guaranteed. The original pilgrims, as we stated, were literally starving to death. Life was hard. Many were killed. by the brutal elements which hammered their boats and their thin cottages. They were considered lost, and God provided. When God provided, they gave thanks. The American Revolution was considered lost by many, many times. A weary George Washington prayed and appealed to heaven on his knees in a freezing valley forge with his army in tatters. His troops lay scattered and freezing to death. That appeal to heaven was the tattered banner that flew above them. God provided for them, and they gave thanks. They won that war. And at the Constitutional Convention, Ben Franklin spoke out, "God governs in the affairs of men, and if the sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid?" That is a quote from Ben Franklin after the ragtag Continental Army and militias collectively defeated the largest standing army on earth, the most powerful military the world had ever known in the United Kingdom. God provided, and they gave thanks after the Constitutional Convention, the greatest convention, the greatest law-writing convention in the history of mankind. Truly a nation founded on Christian principles and on moral principles that we should aspire to today. And we should give thanks to live here in a country that is founded in such a beautiful way. Abraham Lincoln appealed to heaven as a Confederate troop assortment surrounded Washington, D.C. They pushed as far north as Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and the nation was lost. It's hard for people to understand exactly how hopeless the Union Army and the Union's position was at certain times in the Civil War. Civil War is also often told from the victor's standpoint, not often from the standpoint of Gettysburg, when the South had all but surrounded Washington, D.C., and had pushed north into Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, Abraham Lincoln appealed to heaven. A miraculous victory in Gettysburg pushed the Confederates back, and God provided. Lincoln gave thanks by setting aside the national holiday of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was always about pausing in the bad times to give thanks for the good that is happening in this nation. We should remember that today. Do you think you have it worse than Abraham Lincoln and the Union in the Civil War? You do not. I promise you that. In the midst of a civil war of unparalleled magnitude and severity, Abraham Lincoln said in his first Thanksgiving address ever, "Peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained and laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict." This was Abraham Lincoln talking about the brutality of the war raging here at home and how the nation itself must be thankful for the good things that we have, even though a civil war was raging that would end up costing 500,000 Americans their lives. This day of thanks to God followed American men and women across manifest destiny, taming the West, world wars, depressions, and unparalleled booming prosperity. Our countrymen prayed before landing on the moon. They don't want you to know that, but it's true. America remains a nation with a deep connection to God. 90% of Americans believe in God or a spiritual higher power. This makes our country a good place to live, full of warm-hearted, good people. People who know that government is not God. God is God. It makes Americans love and care for one another more than any other nation on earth. America is the most generous nation on earth. We as a people reached into our pockets and donated over $500 billion just last year alone. We give to others. We clothe people who live thousands of miles away from us. We feed people we will never meet. We heal those who do not look like us or agree with us or talk like us. They may not even like us. They may hate us, but we don't care. We love thy neighbor because we've been commanded to do so, and we live in a godly nation. America is a good neighbor. Our exports are often the things that better the lives for every person on the planet. The invention of cars, flights, cell phones, the internet. America brought the world out of a proverbial technological stone age. Pax Americana has summoned forth the sharpest decline in extreme poverty the world has ever seen. The numbers are staggering. Look at America take the lead in crushing poverty. Every other nation followed. The population of the planet was lifted out of poverty in a single generation as American ideals remade the world. And those American ideals are indeed godly ideals, Christian ideals. Looking inward, Americans care for each other. If you get a flat tire or need a home-cooked meal, there is nowhere else on planet Earth you would rather be. We are happy people, some of the happiest in the world. And that is because we live in one of the most beautiful countries in the world. We care about our God-given majesty of this country. 85 million acres of land in America are protected national parks. You can go enjoy them for free. They're gorgeous. When you're feeling stressed out, you should go to a national park. You should appreciate what God has given us in just the most serene and raw manner. We were hunting pheasants in South Dakota, just walking the fields, walking these very rural, truly middle of nowhere, South Dakota fields last week. And it was just beautiful. Just a beautiful country. So please understand that we take care of this place that God has provided to us. We don't ravage our land for the expense of our GDP like other nations, strip mining everything that has been given to them. No, we protect this place because we love this place a lot. It's why Americans are proud. In spite of everything that has been thrown at us this last year, and it has been a bitter, brutal year, 70% of Americans are proud or extremely proud to be Americans. Americans are happy, generous, proud people. We're proud of our nation. We're grateful to live here. It is a beautiful place to live. It is a wonderful place to have a family, the best on earth. The data shows it, and the data shows that America has made the world a better place, better than perhaps ever in world history. We have made the world a better place, and we intend to leave it that way. We are Americans. God has provided for us, and that is why on this Thanksgiving, I encourage you to give gratitude, give thanks. Give thanks for living here. Give thanks for being an American. And while you're at it, before you get the turkey out of the oven, consider the people who are farming these lands, like the original pilgrims, pulling from the beautiful earth, the beautiful bounty of God, and giving to others. That is what Good Ranchers does every single day. Good Ranchers is the greatest company when it comes to giving back. They buy only American meat, only American beef, only American chicken, and they give it to you, ship it right to your door. This Thanksgiving, you should consider giving the gift of Good Ranchers to your loved ones during the holiday. And if you do that, you will indeed be giving in the tradition of the pilgrims, in the tradition of the earliest Americans, getting the gift of the land that God has given to us and making sure that others may have it and that they may be happy as well. Living our American dreams and supporting our fellow Americans. Go to goodranchers.com/Benny right now and get 10 free bistro fillets. In addition, if you subscribe, you'll save $25 off each subscription box of mouthwatering American meats for life. These boxes will show up right on schedule at your door and you will get 10 free bistro fillets, that's $100 value, and free express shipping, $25 off your monthly subscription for life. GoodRanchers.com/Benny. Ladies and gentlemen, Good Ranchers, the tradition of the pilgrims, living off the land, that is what farmers and ranchers do. It's what we all do. We all have a shared nation together, and we all live here. That's why we should protect this place. We should not hate each other or buy into the trash, the people who just want to control us by making us think that we don't like each other in this country. We love each other in this country. We love this place a lot. It's what our movement is all about. And so we are proud to live here. We have an entire holiday that is based on gratitude. It's healthy. It's moral. It's beautiful. And it's something that we should treasure forever. Let's go save America, ladies and gentlemen, from these mongoloids who want to turn it into some bitter communist hellhole. We'll never allow it. We are in the tradition of the pilgrims, the original Americans, the people who came here and were thankful for what God has provided. We are thankful today. God bless you on this Thanksgiving. We hope it is a beautiful one. My name is Benny Johnson, and this is The Benny Show.